Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to another Team Profile and Projection. We're talking about your Los Angeles Dodgers. Last year they won 100 games, not the most games won by any team in Major League Baseball, but they did finish first in the NL West, and then they lost in the National League Divisional Series to Arizona Diamondbacks, who swept them 3-0. And if I recall, they had a rather lackluster and dull offseason. But I'll throw it to Jake to see if my memory is correct or not.
TJ McFarland, minor league deal, the lefty sinker baller. Could see him get some run. Shohei Ohtani, two-way player, will only be playing one and a half ways this year. Dave Roberts saying we might be looking at some outfield. $700 million coming his way over the next couple decades. Yoshinobu Yamamoto coming to twirl it out of the rotation. Teoscar getting grouchy at the bottom of that lineup. Here's an extra 30 homers. James Paxton will twirl some innings for you. 19 starts last year. Tyler Glasnow. Oh, the hair. He'll be getting the start on opening day. Pretty nice ads. They lost some things. Lance Lynn. Yeah. Shelby Miller. Saw him playing Monopoly Go with Jack Flaherty the other night. Ahmed Rosario.
That's a good game.
Ryan Pepio was traded for Glass. Now, good young arm. Trev's New Year's Day, Gianni DeLuca is playing for the Rays now. Michael Busch, Yency Almonte, the Ferg, Victor Gonzalez, J.D. Martinez.
He's still good.
A free agent. Julio Urias. Yikes. Net, as I say in a lot of our business meetings, I think the Dodgers came out on top, and I think the lineup looks okay.
Are you asking me to talk about the lineup, Jake? And yes, did I have my arm around Gianni DeLuca, maybe a little intoxicated, talking to him about, hey, go talk to Cash, he's my guy. I did. What an idiot I am. Anyways, the lineup is ridiculous, guys. We all know this. Mookie Betts, shortstop Mookie Betts. Do your thing, Jake. Can he play baseball? Yes, he can. Shohei will be the DH. Freddie Freeman at first base. Will Smith, go look at his stats. Will you please, people, give this guy his flowers. We'll be behind the dish. Max Muncy at third base. Teoscar Hernandez in left field. James Outman, the guy's got a chance, guys, in center field. Jason Hayward found some bat speed. Barreled the ball up last year. He's going to be in right field most of the days. Gavin Lux, switched from shortstop to second base, will be there on the bench. I like their bench a lot. Very versatile. Austin Barnes is a catcher. He'll be backing up Will Smith. Kike Hernandez can play anywhere, even pitch to me. Not very well, but he can. Mm-hmm. Mickey Rojas can play anywhere in the infield. And Chris Taylor is a Swiss Army knife of sorts. CT3 will be there as well. Other names to watch, Miguel Vargas, where does he fit in on this roster? What's going on with him? The point is, the lineup is incredible. I like the bench depth as well. James, what about that rotation in the bullpen?
The rotation is awesome. You got Clayton Kershaw, Tony Gonsolin, Dustin May, Walker Buehler. Oh, never mind. That's their IL rotation that is due back at some point through the season. To start the season, they have Yamamoto, Glasnow, Paxton, Miller, Gavin Stone locked in at the fifth spot. So kind of gluttonous. The main rotation does have some question marks, but still gluttonous. And then in the bullpen, you got Evan Phillips, Joe Kelly, sex and fights and sex. Joe Kelly, Ryan Brazier, opposite. Ryan,
fights.
What?
Fights.
Fights, maybe like people on the street.
Gary.
Inner demons.
He has good debates. Ryan Yarbrough, the Funk, friend of the program, like Yarby. Alex Vesia, Brick Trinan, Daniel Hudson, and J.P. Fire Eisen, the Pope. So, oh, Brewster Gratterall, he's on the IL. I like him. So that's everything. Just question marks everywhere.
These are your checkbook Dodgers, according to Miles Michaelis. I don't know. Where do we even start with this team? You're looking at this
spend
lineup
all that money.
Now.
Don't even have a shortstop, Trev. How do we start there?
You have about four or five different shortstops. Now, who are you going to play there? That's the question. That's going to be Mookie Betts until he walks in the office and it's like, dang, this is like kind of harder than I thought.
My hips hurt.
I think he's going to do just fine there. I mean, you mentioned all the guys. I think the rotation, we should probably start there. Like, they have enough already, you know, as we're going to break camp. But you mentioned the guys that are on the IL are going to be there, like Walker's throwing and looking good. Kershaw signed his deal, won't be back until, you know, June or something like that. It could look quite different, you know, at the end of the season, but they're going to have depth. They have a lot of very much front end type stuff there. I think it's, let's see Yamamoto and how he looks during the regular season when those lights turn on. Like, that's going to be, to me, probably one of the bigger storylines of the early part of the season is what's up with this guy? What's he going to look like? We've seen him during spring training, but spring training ain't the same as the regular season. So I think we want to see that. And then it's Glasnow. Like, he's looked great. Like, how many innings do the Dodgers realistically want out of him this year? And how will they approach that to try to maximize whatever number that is? Is it going to be a pitch count early on in the season? Is it going to, are they going to go to a six-man rotation at some point when they start to get guys back? Like, I'm very curious to see what they do, you know, to protect Glasnow in that capacity. Bobby Miller could win the Cy Young. Like, he's got that type of stuff. So it's, I don't even know what to say about this team. I really don't. I think the potential here is like it's like 110, 115 win team. Do you guys think differently?
Tough to find a ceiling, tough to find a floor. I mean, it's, you know, we've just talked about some really good teams, even, you know, Texas Rangers, Phillies. You know, I can see a lot of things that would happen in their season where they win 88 this year. Like, that's, you know, that's baseball, right? Tough to look at the Dodgers team and, like, what's their 92 look like? Like, I don't know, man. This team is crazy. Mookie Betts is one of the best. Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman are two of the best players of our generation. And Shohei Ohtani may be remembered as the best player of our generation. And that's how they'll kickstart it. You know, Teoscar, Muncy, Will Smith being pieces. Never mind if former top prospect Gavin Lux has more in the tank from his full season bouncing back. The way they can platoon guys, you know, what Jason Hayward did versus righties last year. And then you could kick in a Chris Taylor or whenever Kike plays. Like, they're covered pretty much everywhere. I do think pitching depth will get tested early on. But again, their pitching depth is a little different. Gavin Stone, Bobby Miller, the kids getting in there. Michael Grove as well. But I don't know, man. You've got a whole rotation on the IL, like Jimmy talked about. Some of those guys are coming. It's where are they going to land this? It's how much are they going to care about the regular season? How much are they going to care about trying to get to 106, 110 type games? Or, you know, if they face the perils of baseball, and this NL West is going to be – every time you play the Dodgers, a team's going to get up for that, especially the Giants, Padres, and D-backs. What does that look like over 162? I don't know, but the Dodgers are going to be, I don't know, one of the more spectacular teams we've ever watched.
We just talked about the Rangers last year. We were like, these guys mashed their way into the postseason to a World Series title. And every category they ranked third in, every category the Dodgers ranked second in last year. Second in OEP, second in OPS, second in runs, second in home runs. And you added Shohei Ohtani. He's going to plop right there in your DH spot. So, like, the sky's the limit for this team. And if you're a Dodgers fan, like, your expectations are there as well, and they should be. And they're going to continue to be there. This ownership has come in and has lit the world on fire with what they've been able to do, who they've been able to acquire. It's become a destination for free agents. And it's probably only going to pick up, you know, once they see what's going to happen at Dodger Stadium this year is going to be something we probably haven't seen in a long time in Major League Baseball, with two extremely popular Japanese players on one team, not to mention Mookie and Freddie and the rest of the guys. Like, the press is going to be crazy. It's going to be an event to go to a Dodger game, which, you know, we've seen that in the past, but I think even more so this year, it's going to be that. So they're not hurting for their TV deal. This ownership has been obviously willing to shell out the money, $1.2 billion spent this offseason. It's 1,000% World Series or bust for this team.
Oh, yeah. Dude, this team is going to lose 3 games in a row in like July, maybe in June, and everyone's going to freak out, like Dodgers fans, because they have no idea. I remember when the Yankees had a run like that, and they would lose 3 games in a row for the first time in like the third month, and fans would be like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? Like last year, I remember they lost 8 out of 13 in June, and everyone was like, uh-oh, Dodgers are on a sneaky bad stretch. Oh, they didn't win 110 games. They only won 100. My bad. They haven't lost more than 4 straight since 2019. This team is going to be good. The regular season is there. The postseason is all that matters. They've won 10 of the last 11 divisions. So then it's just a matter of health and how many of those arms are there. And that's the thing. If they come back from injury, the amount of options they have that can be ones and twos on a postseason team is fucking insane. Like, between the injured guys that will be working their way back, Bueller, Catterday, Gosling, is he coming back? He's going to be back.
No, he had TJ last year. I don't think he's
late last year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bueller, Kershaw,
but I guess postseason Kershaw different. But then Glasnow, Yamamoto. Nuts.
Guys, they also have the third ranked farm system in all of baseball. Like, they're doing things the right way here. They're set up for a massive window of success. Not like they haven't already been in that window already. I think, you know, it's just everyone points to the lack of titles. 2020. Which I'll be on record again as saying, I think, was just as hard as any other season in the history of baseball, maybe even hardest because of what people were going through and dealing with at that time. Like, you guys remember 2020? I hope you don't. The weirdest year of all time. Let's try to break this team down a little bit. How about that? Let's try to knock them out. The outfield. To me, I mean, you take Mookie Betts out of it, and that kind of hurts. But, like, you know, Jason Hayward, the offensive stats have never been in his favor throughout his career. Last year they were. So you kind of look there. James Outman, second year guy, like, looked pretty good. He also swung and missed a lot last year. Like, he can go get it in center field. Looks like a linebacker out there. He's fun to watch, but, like, you could see him struggling. Teoscar, like, he's solid player. Like, I think if there's one fault here in this roster, it'd be like the outfield construction, I guess.
You could say early on. You could say early on. I mean, I could make an argument for James Outman because he had some highs and lows of his rookie season, but he still finished with 23 homers.
Big motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, man. Like, he, I don't know. He finished third in the rookie of the year. If he takes a step up, like, there's the other side of that argument. You're not wrong. Like, you know, Hayward's going to turn
30. I'm grasping here, but I'm grasping.
Right. But that's what we're doing. Hayward's going to turn 35. Teoscar, it's his, you know, third league in 3 years. So there's usually a pitcher adjustment and things like that. But Gavin Lux coming off injury. So maybe the bottom of the lineup has a slow start to the season, but that's not going to continue. At some point, like, those are guys that are going to have 9. OPSs for months at different points, that when you fuel that with Freddie, Mookie, and Ohtani, it's I don't know. I could see the pitching, if they have a couple more injuries, which is crazy because they've already had a few. But, you know, Glasnow has a history, and you just never know with baseball. I can see the pitching getting a little thin early, and then the topic will be defense. Like, if that middle infield struggles, and, like, it, you know, Muncy's fine at third, but it's not his strength, that I don't know. You wonder what that could look like and feel like over April, May, but I don't know. Even, like you said, with the third-ranked farm system, it feels like if anything comes up that is a problem, they can address it however they want, whether it's a kid or whether it's trading for whoever they want. They're covered all around.
I mean, the infield defense is, like, of question. I don't think it's enough to hurt them, but Max Muncy didn't grade out well at third base, -8 outs above average. Mookie Betts didn't grade out well at second base last year, specifically coming in on the ball, which is where all your routine plays at shortstop are going to be, or majority of them. We live through IKF with that situation. So Freddie can help him, of course, with the throw. But, you know, and then you got Gavin Lux, who just got moved off short for that reason. So that's a little odd for, like, the juggernaut they've assembled, that that's the situation, but also it couldn't hurt. It can easily not be an issue at all, because they've had the defense I just named last year, and they won 100 games. So,
River Ryan, top prospect.
Yes, I knew you were going to go there.
Sex.
River Ryan. Yeah, he was consummated by River. It's like Rivers Cuomo.
In a river, or born in a river, or consummated in a river?
Well, Rivers Cuomo is consummated, right?
I was born by
Is this the same river.
River
that I'm fishing with Morgan Wallen and Evan Carter in?
and Randy and Adolis.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them. That red.
Born. Rivers Cuomo was either born, because he born between the East and Hudson Rivers, and she could hear a river when she was delivering.
Okay.
So that's not less fun.
I thought that had a little more sauce to it.
Me too.
Watch this team this year, love this team this year, or hate them. I think it's okay to do both. Like, they're kind of a team where I feel like it's pretty polarizing. Like,
that's interesting.
You're gonna, and the weird thing is the players individually are not polarizing. They're universally loved. Right. Shohei's universally loved. Mookie's universally loved.
Freddie's loved.
Pretty much that way. I mean, maybe a few people out there in Atlanta don't feel that way, but, like, this team is made up of a bunch of guys that people just, they're good people and they like them, but put them together and you're like, fuck them kids.
I think whether people can admit this or not, because there's people that just, like, oh, I hate the Dodgers, blah, money, blah, blah, blah. But everyone wants to see this team in the World Series. And then you want to see them get their heart absolutely ripped out, or like Shohei or Mookie or Freddie, go be who they are and, like, put on a fucking show and win in crazy fashion. Like, I think, I don't know who the other team is, but everyone wanted the World Baseball Classic to come down to Japan versus the U.S., Ohtani versus Trout. That was in people's heads before it happened. Like, oh my God, imagine that. And then it did. And I think when it was happening, you were like, I don't really care who wins this. This is just fucking so sweet that it's happening. I don't know who the opponent is. Maybe the Astros.
American League. I mean, yeah.
But
I mean,
that would be a repeat. But, like, people would tune in. Like, you, whether you want to admit it or not, that is going to be, like, A1 Theater. And I don't know who I want to win in the end, but man, if Ohtani, well, I mean, Mookie, Freddie are all there, I would want the Dodgers in that situation.
If you wanted people just to like throw up in anticipation or disgust or happiness, it's Dodgers, Yankees. I mean,
both teams with a little work to do. One will have all of the pressure of the postseason. I think that's, again, we're digging deep on these Dodgers. I just saw the over-under. It's a number that I can't believe Vegas is throwing out there. The expectations are crazy high with this team. I don't know, man. When postseason comes around, pressure is all on them. And maybe it was a little bit last year when the Snakes came and
the
got
them. The Snakes bit them.
The NL's gross. Like, Braves are gross. Phillies are gross. I don't know. I guess, again, as we continue to dig for nothing, basically, every time the Dodgers come to town, it's kind of going to be a big effect. Like Shohei, he has his own effect when he goes places. The Dodgers already had naturally had their effect. And how good this team is, I don't know. I think that's going to be interesting. If they travel, I don't know, when August and July roll around and you're going to a punchy Cincinnati team and that place is getting raucous because they went up 4-1 on you, could that wear on you as a team? Because you're just like, this is Cincinnati Super Bowl right now and we're just trying to get through another day on the road. I don't know. I don't think anything's going to really... nothing will stop this team. But can you contain them?
It's Super Bowl to play... the World Series to play them.
Do you remember Gabriel Moreno's bat flip on the homer in Dodger Stadium? They went up, what, 7-0 or something like that? Like,
won't be...
Woo!
Won't be a lot of those Lance Lynn pitches come this postseason for the Dodgers. Shout out, Cardinals. Hey, why don't you guys get in on the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook? And if you you want to test yourself, come check out this LA line. And if you bet $5 on any baseball bet, you'll get $150 in bonus bets instantly when you use our code TALKIN. They've got their DraftKings daily fantasy shots to win cash prizes as well. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code TALKIN. Bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. It's promo code TALKIN only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
What team has a lot of lefties in their staff, like good lefty pitchers in their staff, and a lot of good lefty bats? Not the Dodgers.
There's one team that has a bunch of left-handed pitchers. Who is it? It's the Giants.
The Giants can by the end of the
Robbie
season.
Robbie Ray, Kyle Harrison, and Blake Snow.
The Giants can by the end of the season. There's an obnoxiously lefty rotation. I'm blanking on who it is.
I think it was the Giants.
What's the question leading us to, Jimbo?
They're a bad matchup. The Dodgers. Dodgers have a lot of lefty hitters. Shohei's lefty. Freddie's lefty. Max Muncy's lefty. They have righties they can switch out with on the bench, like Rojas for Lux or Chris Taylor. Get him in there.
Angels have three lefties.
Yeah, but then.
Oh, that's right.
But then, their rotation right now, as we start, are all righties. So if you have a lineup that has good lefties or switch, you line up well, I guess is what I'm getting at. But I don't know.
The over-under is set at 103.5 games. Now, I'm going to start this one. I have taken so many overs that I feel like I have to take this under. And the Giants just got a little bit better. The Padres just got a little bit better. The Snakes are where they're at. Now, the Rockies stink.
What?
Oh, yeah. That TBP came out a long time ago.
Sean
go check
Bouchard,
that one out,
man.
They have the potential to win 120 games. So this is not like I'm really believing in this, but it's the first time we've seen the 100 number. It's 103.5. Maybe they win 101. They're fine with it. They win the division by 10 games. I'll take the under.
Oh.
I mean, Hammer in the under. It's a crazy line. I'm not going to give anyone that many
I think
wins.
It was the same last year, James, and they rushed it.
No, they didn't.
When's that? The year before?
Last year they were 95-5 over, and the year before 97-5 that was an over. 101-5 in 2021, and
that's over. They won like 111.
I mean, maybe that's what I was thinking. I don't know. Anyway,
103. That's crazy. They'll probably do it, but I'm a stubborn man. They gotta show me they can do it. That's Vegas. That's Ohtani effect.
I thought I was going under.
You can go under.
Sweep the under on the Dodgers.
James, you don't know Vegas yet.
You're not betting against the line is high.
Trapped by Vegas.
The line is high.
We got trapped by Vegas, James.
Shoot. You know what? The Braves got lefties in the pen. Ready for the Dodgers.
I'm going.
The Cubs have a lot of lefties.
Steel, Shota. Wicks. I'll go over. Screw it. I don't know. They're incredible.
It was the Marlins, 4 lefties out of their 5.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Padres are hella righty. Pardon my French.
Oh. Did you go over or under?
I'm going over. I no way we're sweeping the under. I'll take the L if it happens. I'm good on that.
Hey, come hang out with me and Chris Rose. What day is it, Dodger fans? If you're listening to this right now, we are doing a Tuesday, live show. April 12th, Friday, April 12th at Boomtown Brewery. Come hang with us. More details to be out there soon.
And bring your Mova Globe, Treb.
We can see that one behind you.
Mova Globes, the best globes in the game. That's just me.
That's just me.
That's just me. And it could be you once you get one. Officially licensed MLB Mova Globes. They've got the Dodgers. And it's a perfect little accent. Trev's got it in his background. It's always a nice thing to see spinning. It's always nice to see other life with Mova Globes. Enjoy 10% off all officially licensed MLB Mova Globes when you use code TALKB10. That's TALKB10. There's a link in the description. Go check out Mova Globes. Get in the globe game today is always what I'm saying.
You actually have been a globe enthusiast for a long time.
Why do you say that so much?
Diego Cartaya, top prospect catcher, looks to be on the cusp of major league action. What happens there, Trev?
Yep. I agree.
Okay.
Or sorry for what happened.
All right. Them's the Dodgers.
Not a Dodgers thing.
Kyle Hurt in the bullpen.
I just want to make sure everyone knows that.
It's just a blue hat, people.
Go Twins, go. Triple.
They're good. Ooh. They're good.
Good team. Good team.
Hey, everybody. It's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.